Yesterday we spoke about the connection between Anova and Yerashchit, and today we have a very, very short sentence to begin with. Uvemidos ha'elu, if a person starts off with Anova and Yerashchit, tiyeh sameach b'chelkecha. We know that there's a maimer in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Ashir HaSameach B'Chelko. What in the world does Sameach B'Chelko have to do with Anova and Yerashchit? We saw that, in other words, that the moment that a person takes himself out of center stage, namely he's an Anov, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves in, and then he's a Yerashchit. But what does it have to do with Sameach B'Chelko? Avol Hainuhach, the Advarim L'chor Pshutim. Who's not Sameach B'Chelko? Someone who feels that he deserves better. Someone who feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him a ruah deal, namely that I deserve better, that in terms of my personality, in terms of my essence, in terms of my ego, I deserve better. The moment a person takes himself out of center stage, so then his whole perspective changes. And then he views himself as Ana Avda Dekud Shebarichu. I'm in this world for a purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world for a purpose. I have a unique tafkid in this world. I have a unique task in this world to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo v'atzmo, not only cares about my task, he created me specifically in order to be able to perform my task, and he's going to put me exactly in the right setting for me to be able to perfect myself. That's exactly the concept of Avda the Kucha Brichu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many avadim. He wants every eved to perform a different task. He gives every eved a different personality. Every eved has a different nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the individual the setting which is necessary for him. We understand this meyachuz in the world of Tanakh. If you have Noach, right? Noach ish tzadik haya b'dor osav. But Noach had a chisaron. What was Noach's chisaron? According to Chazal, he was a tzaddik in pelts. That he was a tzaddik, but he didn't look outside of his arba amos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Noach, I wanted to build a teva. That lechora should get Noach to thinking about what's going on outside of him. But instead of that, Noach simply remained in his teva. He had a nisayon that was matim to his personality. Everyone understands that Dafka and Avram Havinu, who's the biggest Baal Chesed, needs a nisayon of an akeda to bring him into the world of Gvura. Everyone understands that a Yaakov Avinu, who is an Ish Emes, needs a nisayon of being Bebeis Lavan to see that even this Ish Emes has to be able to know how to deal with Sheker. Namely, we look into Tanakh and we see everything is exactly the way it should be. A Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the person exactly in that situation. So Yaakov Avinu was a Sameach B'Chelko. How can you be a Sameach B'Chelko in the house of Lavan? If you view yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be here for a reason. I have to figure out what's the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be here, but I'm Sameach B'Chelki, I'm Sameach in terms of the fact that I know that this setting for me is the best setting. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you recall, was very, very hesitant to accept the mission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? He was concerned about his brother. His brother was already a Navi. His brother was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Here this younger brother is going to come in, and he's going to take over for the older brother. Lo na'im lo. Kosh Baruch Hu says, you don't understand. Aharon is a Sameach B'Chelko. V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. When Aharon sees you, he's going to be thrilled because he knows you have the personality to become the leader. I, Aaron says, I have a different personality. What will I be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him into a Kohen Gadol due to his personality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone that which he's needed in terms of being able to deal with his own unique tafkid in life, his own tikkun. Everyone has their own tikkun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a personality which needs tikkun. And the tikkun generally is to fill ourselves out. If by nature we're stingy, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a challenge, give tzedakah. If we're nature, we give too much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a challenge, you have to look out for yourself as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's challenges are always to be able to fulfill us. I have in my shul in Harnof a wonderful, wonderful balabas who's from Switzerland. And his personality is a Swiss clock. Everything is exact. You go into his house, there's not a speck of dust. Everything is white and black, and you know, it's mamish. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special child. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special child. This person had to learn savalanut. He had to learn patience. The special child doesn't, you know, it messes things up occasionally. He goes running in and out of shul. He's zis. But for this father, this is what's going to bring him out. And you see it. You see the person softening. That's the Sameach B'Chelko. Not to say, oi, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu do this to me? But thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for enabling me to be able to use all the kochos ha-nefesh that you put into me. So when a person comes from a perspective of an anav and a yirei shamayim, Az, b'midos ha'elu, t'yeh samech b'chelkecha. That brings about the samech b'chelkecha, because you realize that there's a reason for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. V'kasher tisnaheg b'midas ha'anava, l'hitboshesh mikol adam, u'lehispached mimenu, name from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'min ha'chet, az tishre alecha ruach shechina. Two he'aros. One is that when a person is an anav, and he realizes that all of his gifts are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the gifts everyone else has is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's embarrassed in front of other people, because probably they're using their gifts more better than he's using his gift. It's irrelevant if that other individual was given a gift of intelligence or was given a gift of a propensity to chesed. A person looks at another person and says, he's probably using his gifts better than me. Halavai, halavai, I'd use my gifts as well as he's using. So the real anav is misboshesh mikol adam. Kamuvan, he has tremendous yiras Hashem. As tishra alecha ruach hashchina. Wow, tishra alecha ruach hashchina. There's a very, very beautiful word of the Ari. When we say every day, twice a day, in L'dovet Hashem Ari V'yishi, Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem osa avakesh. Shifti beveis Hashem. That's Ruach Hashchina, Shifti beveis Hashem. So the Ari says that everything is included in the Achas. Achas is a Rashi Tevos. Aleph, Eretz Yisrael. Ches, Chayi Olam Haba. Tav Torah. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem. To be surrounded by a sense of Eretz Yisrael, to be surrounded with Torah, to feel that I'm moving towards Chayi Olam Haba, that's Achas Sha'alti Me'eis Hashem. You'll ask, there are many people in Israel who don't feel this feeling of Ruach Hashchina. There are people, unfortunately, learning Torah who don't feel Ruach Hashchina. Ech Yitachein. Ruach Hashchina is a Metzius. The answer is, it's all totally in a perspective. There's a Maisa Shehaya. When I was in high school, it was 50 years ago, so the Russians put an astronaut, a cosmonaut, into space. His name was Yuri Gagarin. When he came back from space, he had a space conference. He had a press conference, and he said that in my space capsule, he had described the weightlessness and the press of gravity, etc., etc. And he says, in my space capsule, I had a window. I looked out of the window, and I want to inform the world that there's no God. Because I looked, I didn't see God, no chariots, no thrones, no angels, no nothing, just empty space. Anyway, the Americans went bananas that the Russians are in space and they're on the Earth. A few years later, they sent up a few astronauts into the area that Yuri Gagarin had been, with a window, and with, like Americans do, with a color TV, so they could show the entire world what everything looks like from up there. And then the three astronauts together begin reciting from Tehillim Perek Yutes, Hashemayim Mesaprim Kavod Kel, Umaase Yadav Magid Harakia. In English, right? The heavens proclaim the glory of God. What's going on over here? You have four people who see the exact same vision. One of them says there's no God. The other one says it's full of God. It's all a question of perspective. Ruach Elokim, Ruach Hashchina, is also a question of perspective. If you come to Eretz Yisrael with Anova and Yerashchet, if you come to Torah with Anova and Yerashchet, then Az Tishra Lecha Ruach Hashchina. Then you'll see what's really there. Everything is totally in terms of with what we're looking at things. Okay, so we have to look at things. Now it's 9:10, and we should learn. Okay, we'll continue. We'll have it tomorrow.